I looked up an app for their language to see if I could learn a few words, and the only app that I found was an American military app, so it was saying things like, don't shoot, put down your gun, we are friends. But it did have some numbers, so I learned how to count to four. And that's what you need to play the piano, right? So I mean, it was really muddling. I was mostly just demonstrating. We couldn't communicate much. But she was so excited. She hugged me. She wept. Like, this was her dream come true, to learn how to play hymns for church. And so by the time we left, after those 3 days, she could play a melody from one of their songs, a real simple melody, with her right hand. Well, I got to go back 6 months later for another training session with them. And as soon as she saw me, she dragged me over to the piano and she said, Christy, come. And so we went over to the piano and she started to play with both of her hands. She had taught herself how to play her left hand, how to play the harmony with her left hand. I have never had such a student. I've been teaching since I was like 16 years old. She had taught herself how to play. She said to me, you have many students in my country. Everything you teach me, I teach other people. I had had her for 3 days of piano lessons, and she was a piano teacher in her country. Incredible. Amazing people that I got to meet. I was so thrilled to meet them. Now, these are the other people you see are also from those churches. Faith and her husband Mark and Joy, this lady over here to the right, they are all part of these same underground churches in their country. They deal with terrible harassment all the time, but do they look discouraged and sad to you? They were the most joyful people. They loved to laugh and tease each other. We had a wonderful time together. They had Bible sessions, and then I would work with them on music. And I've really wanted to go back since then. This was over 2 years ago. But every time it came to be one of those two training times in the year, something would come up. Either there was unrest in that country, or they couldn't get out of the country, or Tim couldn't go. So I haven't been able to go in a few years. And every time I'm so disappointed, because I want to keep working with Hope. Now, maybe she already can play piano concertos. I don't know. But I would like to help her some more and give her more resources. I gave her a few of my piano books. But any of the music for church, we had to take pictures of it with the iPad and put it on a little memory card that they would hide as they would go back in their country. They can't have anything on them that talks about the Bible, Christianity, worship, nothing. It's complicated. Tim can't even contact them regularly. Every time he tries, he finds some way through some app or some computer program to communicate with them. It only works for a short time, and then the government finds out and cuts it off. Incredibly repressive government. So pray for these dear believers. They would love to have the freedoms that we have here. They would love to be able to meet for church like we are tonight, instead of meeting at 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, they have to meet in the middle of the night every time. Pray for these dear believers. And if you would like to hear more about what happens to them, if you sign up for my prayer letters, you can put a little note that you want to get Tim's updates, and I'll make sure that you're added to his list, because Tim is the one who sees them more often than I do, and he sends out updates, and his updates are fascinating. Now, he calls them Tim's typos. That's the name of his newsletter, Tim's typos, and it's true. They're full of typos, but they're amazing. They're amazing stories. Tim is a very down-to-earth, country, redneck kind of guy. I would never have imagined that God would use him as he has. He has an amazing ministry. So I wanted to share with you those stories of my time there in Asia Minor working with these believers. Please pray that I'll get to go back if that's the Lord's will, maybe next January. I'd love to keep working with them, but you'll get to meet them someday in heaven. Maybe before, but probably in heaven. Now, I'd like to invite Miriam to come so she can share with you some more about her ministries that she has in France. She was telling me more stories this afternoon. This girl has incredible stories, of especially the opportunities that God gives her to share the gospel in France. They are absolutely remarkable. Viens. Easy mesh. you can keep it going because we have a few more slides from her. Yep. Je pense qu'ils sont encore là. Okay, yeah, this is the Turkmen again. Oh, no. Des images sont pas là. C'était avec le... No, je l'ai pas transféré. Désolée. No, I forgot to give you the file with her pictures on it. It's my fault, c'est ma faute.
Okay. Yes, good evening. I try to speak in English, but if it's not okay, I speak French. I will speak French after, and Christy will translate. Voilà. Right now in Europe, we have many refugees because it's the crisis in Africa and different countries. And many Christians see this opportunity, this like an opportunity to share the gospel with very enriched people, very enriched people come from a country very crossed. And because they are Muslim, they live in very dangerous country, and to be missionary in this country is very dangerous. Is forbidden most of the time, and the time that you learn the language and you learn the culture is very long, and to have to make friends with the people is very long, and it's very dangerous. But right now we have these people in Europe, and many Christians think it's perhaps God's permits that for we can to share the gospel with these people because, of course, God loves them and he would like that these people can to know him. And it exists a mission in France and in the world. The name of this mission is Global Recording Network. I don't know if you know, but it's a mission they made a recording of different languages in the world. They have many languages of different ethnies in the world. They have 5,000 or 6,000. It's huge. And they made many recordings. They go in different tribus in Africa or everywhere in the world. They record their the gospel and the explication of the gospel. And with this, we can use with the phone. We can have an application of a phone. And the name of this application is FiFish. And with Bluetooth or other technique, we can send the message of the gospel in an over phone, and the refugees have often a phone. Often they have nothing, but they have a phone. They have only a phone, and in their phone we can give them the message of the gospel in their language. And they are very thankful to hear their language, and they can to understand because it's their language, and they are open because they come from very hard country, they travel in difficult and very dangerous condition, and when we take time with them, and we take care of them, and we would like to know their story, their life, and they are thankful about this. And they are Muslim by identity, but they saw very horrific acts very often in their country committed by extremist Muslim, and they think if Islam is this, perhaps Islam is not the truth. and what is the truth. And they look for the truth. They would like to know God, but they don't know who is God, the true God. And when they see a Christian, some Christian, they love them, they take care of them, they spend time with them, and they are very
touched
about this. And when we give a message of the gospel in their phone, or we speak with them in French sometimes, because they come from a francophone country in Africa, or in English, some of them speak English too, but in their language is better, of course, because in the language of the earth, we understand better the message of God. And most of them, many of them become Christian now. And it's very encouraging to see what God does at this moment in almost these people. Yes.
So Miriam has had the opportunity to go to Italy to meet some of these refugees in some of the camps in Sicily. And she's done this in her town in France, because they have refugee centers where they bring some of these people. And she's been able to go in there. How complicated is it to go into the refugee centers?
Oh, no, it's not complicated, because we have the freedom to visit them. And just we knock to their door, and they open the door, and we say, we are Christian, we live in this town, and we would like to know you and to know your story. And they are very welcoming, because they come from a country or people very welcoming, and they are happy to have visit. And all the time they want to offer us tea and some things to eat, but they are poor, they are nothing, not many things, but they are very generous. And it's really, we think that we can encourage them, but all the time, most of the time, they encourage ourselves. And we can spend time with them, and we are very, it's very hard, their story. Most of the time, their story are very hard. And yes, they are open to hear the gospel. And we have several things, like radio, small radio, where we record the gospel message. And with a picture, we watch them picture about the story of the Bible. Muslim people believe in the Old Testament and in the prophet. And we explain that the prophet announced the coming of a Messiah. Mm-hmm. And we explain that we watch them the text of the New Testament too. And after they can understand, yes, but Jesus Christ is this Messiah that this prophet announced. And because they believe in the word of this prophet, they understand, okay, it's logical. Jesus Christ is not only a prophet, he's more than this, and perhaps he is God. And many of them become Christian. And they are baptized. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's great.
Does anyone have any questions about that outreach or that ministry before I ask her to share some other stories with you? I don't know if you have any refugees here in McPherson, but you might eventually. And yeah, like she said, they're very open. They're so glad to have someone wants to be their friend and just wants to get to know them. And Miriam and the ministry that she's worked with, they don't hide that they're Christians. They go right, we say, we're Christians and we're just here to meet you. And oh, come on in. They're glad to meet them. She's had some great opportunities to share the gospel. Now, Miriam also has opportunities to share the gospel just by going downtown in her town and offering people New Testaments and striking up conversations with them. So she gets to do that. And then she has a very unusual way of sharing the gospel, and that is through something called BlaBlaCar. Have you ever heard of BlaBlaCar? It's a carpooling app. So in France, when people decide they don't want to pay for the train or they don't want to take their car, they go on to BlaBlaCar, which is an application, and then they can, if they have an account, they can see, okay, there's somebody going from this town tomorrow morning. So they write to them and say, can I ride with you? And then it's carpooling. So they all contribute to the cost for gas and things like that. I've done it a few times. Miriam has done it all the time. She does it all the time. It's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to use than paying for train or driving your car. In France, most of the highways are toll roads, and they're very expensive. So she looks at it as another way to share the gospel. So can you share with us about one day in June, so this is just a few weeks ago, about some of the conversations you had because you took BlaBlaCar?
Je peux traduire, si tu veux.
Ah, ok. Alors, oui, c'est vrai que je prends beaucoup BlaBlaCar pour me déplacer parce que j'habite à la campagne, mais je vais souvent dans une autre grande ville en France, à Toulouse, presque toutes les semaines pour...
So she uses this a lot because she goes to Toulouse a lot, which is another city in France. She lives way in the countryside. So she takes a lot this particular route from Perpignan to Toulouse.
Et c'est vraiment moins cher de faire comme ça et yeah. Vraiment une bonne opportunité.
Oui, j'ai dit ça déjà.
Donc voilà. Donc un jour de plus, donc je fais ça depuis longtemps, mais un jour de plus là en juin, eh bien c'était vraiment béni. Bon, souvent je prie pour avoir des bons contacts.
So in June, she had an especially blessed day. She often has great conversations with people, but there was one day in June that was amazing. And she usually prays before she takes this carpooling service that the Lord would give her a good gospel conversation.
Yes. And I take this...
We're going back and forth.
Donc, je monte dans la voiture et je commence à parler. Il y a deux jeunes. Donc, on fait connaissance. Il y a une jeune femme et un jeune homme.
So when she gets in the car, there's two young people in the car, a boy and a girl.
Et le jeune garçon, vraiment très jeune, hein, il raconte son histoire et il dit, je ne suis plus, cette année, je ne fais pas vraiment des études.
So she got to meet the young man who was like only about 20 years old and he said, this year I'm not really doing studies anymore.
Parce que j'ai eu un très grave accident et j'ai bien sûr failli mourir.
I'm not doing my studies because I had a terrible accident. It was almost fatal. I could have died.
Et je suis restée dans le coma plusieurs semaines.
I was in a coma for several weeks.
Et les médecins disaient que j'allais pas me réveiller.
And the doctor said I wasn't going to wake up.
Et que si je me réveillais, eh bien, j'allais rester handicapée lourdement toute ma vie.
And the doctors thought if I did wake up, I would probably be severely handicapped my whole life.
Mais ensuite, il dit, mais non seulement je me suis réveillée, mais je ne suis même pas handicapée. Il avait des cicatrices, mais c'était résorbable.
So he not only had woken from his coma, but he had no major handicaps. He had a few minor, what do you call them? Yes, minor setback. But he was fine. Thank you. My English is really not.
Et
great
tout le monde disait que c'était un miracle, même les médecins.
Everyone said it was a miracle, even the doctors.
Et lui le savait bien, enfin il en avait bien conscience. Mais justement, alors il disait, il continuait sa conversation sans que moi j'ai eu le temps d'ouvrir la bouche.
So he continued to talk and he said, everyone knows, says it's a miracle. And I understand, it's a miracle that I'm still alive.
Et il dit, voilà, je suis reconnaissant, j'aimerais remercier quelqu'un là-haut, mais je ne sais pas qui il y a là-haut.
He said, I'm really thankful, and I would really like to thank someone out there, I just don't know who to thank.
Et vraiment, bien sûr, je comprends que pourquoi je suis dans cette voiture.
So Miriam thinks to herself, I know why the Lord wanted me in this car.
Et puis, alors je suis en train de penser ça. Et lui-même le dit, lui-même, il dit, et je ne sais même pas pourquoi je suis dans cette voiture.
So he just, as she was thinking this, he said, I don't even know why I'm in this car today. I wasn't supposed to take this particular route today.
Parce qu'il dit, je viens, c'est vraiment un coup de tête. Je viens de prendre la décision de prendre ce blabla car pour aller à Toulouse, mais une heure avant, je savais pas.
He said, it was like this last minute decision to take this particular route to go to Toulouse today.
Parce qu'un ami m'a invité et puis j'ai décidé sur le moment d'y aller et puis bah, j'avais même pas réfléchi.
So a friend asked me at the last minute and I said, yeah, okay, I'll go.
Mais il était dans la voiture, il était encore en train de se dire qu'est-ce que je suis en train de faire.
He was in the car, he was like, I don't even know why I'm in this car.
Donc c'était vraiment incroyable. Alors bien sûr, j'ai commencé à lui dire, mais moi je sais qui tu peux remercier là-haut.
So of course Miriam said, I can tell you who you can thank up there. In heaven.
Alors j'ai commencé bien sûr à lui témoigner que j'étais chrétienne et que je connaissais le Dieu de la Bible et que je savais qu'il était vivant et qu'il nous aimait chacun de nous sur la terre.
So she started to share the gospel with him, that God had created him, that God loves him, and that he had provided a way for him to be saved.
Et il était vraiment très très ouvert à... enfin il avait vraiment le désir de connaître Dieu en fait.
And he really was open. He wanted to know God.
Donc pendant, j'avais 2 heures de trajet, donc pendant 2 heures j'ai pu vraiment expliquer bah, comment connaître Dieu au travers de Jésus-Christ, qu'est-ce qu'il avait fait pour nous, bah, j'ai expliqué vraiment l'évangile.
So for 2 hours, she was there in the car with him. She got to share the gospel with him in detail for 2 hours.
Et vraiment ils étaient tous les deux très ouverts parce que la jeune femme qui conduisait, elle n'avait pas vécu un accident, mais elle était elle aussi dans une recherche spirituelle et ça tombait bien, elle était très ouverte aussi.
So the other girl in the car, she was also very open, she was also searching for answers. So she listened to the whole conversation.
Voilà, donc on arrive à Toulouse et j'ai donc tout le temps quand je fais du blabla car, je prends toujours des évangiles avec moi et des traités.
So whenever she goes, whenever she takes a blah blah car, whenever she does this app, she always brings gospels with her, copies of the New Testament of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Et toujours je prie que Dieu il me donne des opportunités de parler avec les personnes avec qui je serai dans la voiture, et il le fait quasiment tout le temps.
And every time she prays for good gospel conversations, and practically every time, the Lord gives her those.
Donc je suis vraiment reconnaissante. Donc là c'était un jour, on va dire, presque normal pour moi.
Oui, je sais. She said the fact that she had all these great conversations in one day is like normal. This happens to her all the time.
Mais ce qui était vraiment chouette ce jour-là, c'est que j'ai eu beaucoup de bonnes conversations le même jour, et que j'ai vraiment vu des rendez-vous divins dans cette journée.
Yeah, so the whole day she had opportunities like that one with that young man, where she really knew that God had given her that divine appointment to talk to that particular person that day.
Mm-hmm. Tu peux résumer ce qui s'est passé avec la fille politique? Mm-hmm. Ça c'est
d'accord.
Super. On n'aura pas le temps de faire tout.
D'accord.
Les quatre,
ouais. Donc disons que j'arrive à Toulouse et que j'ai eu des bonnes conversations avec plusieurs personnes. Vraiment, j'ai parlé très longtemps avec plusieurs, mais particulièrement. Bon, je raconte juste pour une, et c'était dans un parc.
So, one of the other conversations she had that day. She was in a park.
Voilà. Donc, je ne sais pas si je le dis, mais bon, je faisais tout simplement la queue pour aller aux toilettes.
How do I say this delicately? I was actually in line to use the bathrooms.
Et là, une jeune fille derrière moi, elle apprend que je suis chrétienne et elle me dit, surtout ne partez pas quand je vais voilà aux toilettes, mais surtout restez là, j'ai beaucoup de questions à vous poser.
So she's standing in line and there was a girl behind her. And when the girl found out that Miriam was a Christian, she said, please, please do not leave. I mean, we're going to use the bathroom, but please wait here for me. I have lots of questions for you.
Alors bon, bah moi j'ai pas pu y aller. ce que j'ai dit. Je voulais surtout pas perdre cette jeune fille. Donc je suis restée à l'attendre. Et après, elle m'a dit, voilà, moi je suis en recherche spirituelle et je recherche dans toutes les religions quelle est la vérité, mais je connais rien à la Bible. Donc j'aimerais vraiment connaître ce qu'elle dit.
So when Miriam got to talk to her, she said, I have been searching and searching for a long time for the truth, and I've been investigating all these different religions. I want to know what is the truth. And I don't know anything about the Bible. That's what she told Miriam.
Et donc j'ai pu lui expliquer quel était le message de la Bible et quelle relation j'avais avec Dieu au travers de Jésus-Christ et comment il nous aimait et que voilà, on pouvait avoir la vie éternelle et cette assurance aussi de la vie éternelle.
So she said I was able to start sharing with her the message of the gospel, God's love for her, how we can know that we have eternal life.
Et donc on a parlé comme ça, elle avait beaucoup de questions sur la Bible et bien sûr elle voulait savoir un peu tout ce qu'elle racontait, donc ça a duré longtemps, en fait une heure et demie.
So she had so many questions about the Bible that we stood there and talked for an hour and a half.
Et ça aurait pu durer bien plus longtemps encore, mais c'était dans un parc et elle n'était pas toute seule, elle était venue avec tout un groupe qui faisait une manifestation politique.
So she would have stayed longer to talk to Miriam, but she was there as part of a political activist group, and so she had a meeting she had to go to.
Alors, au bout de 7h30, elle me dit, bon, vraiment, je suis désolée, mais je dois y aller parce que mes amis, ils vont se demander où je suis et je dois les rejoindre. Mais quelle est ton adresse email? Comme ça, on peut rester en contact.
So this girl said, I am so sorry, I have to go. I have so many more questions for you, but my friends are going to wonder what happened to me. So, can you give me your email address?
Alors bien sûr, je lui donne. Et puis le lendemain, elle m'écrit, mais elle m'écrit au moins 5 pages de mail.
So Miriam gave her email address, and the next day Miriam got this 5-page-long email from this girl.
Et elle avait encore beaucoup de questions, beaucoup de commentaires sur tout ce qu'on a dit. Et donc j'ai pu bien sûr lui envoyer beaucoup d'autres choses. Mais ce qui était aussi très encourageant, c'est qu'elle m'a dit que quand elle est retournée vers les amis...
I need to translate here. So she said it was really encouraging to see that she had all these questions. She was still really searching. But there was something rather amazing about what she said in this email.
Elle a dit que quand elle était retournée vers le groupe avec lequel elle était, elle a expliqué, bien sûr, ils ont demandé, mais où étais-tu donc? Et elle a dit, j'étais avec une jeune fille qui m'a parlé de la Bible.
So when she got back to her friends, this girl, they were like, where have you been all this time? And she said, I was talking with this young woman who's a Christian.
Elle a dit, elle connaît très bien la Bible et elle m'a vraiment expliqué comment connaître Dieu et comment on pouvait avoir la vie éternelle.
And this girl was telling me she knew the Bible really well and she was explaining to me how you can know that you have eternal life, how you can know God.
Et je ne sais pas exactement combien il y avait de monde dans ce groupe, peut-être au moins une vingtaine, mais il paraît que plusieurs ont dit, mais pourquoi tu ne l'as pas emmené ici avec toi?
So, we don't know how many people were in that political activist group, but apparently when that girl got back from talking to Miriam and explained who she was and that she had given her all these answers about the Bible, the other people in this group said, why didn't you bring her back with you? We all have lots and lots of questions we would have asked her.
Oui, donc ils avaient beaucoup de questions aussi, ils auraient voulu connaître la Bible. Et donc elle m'a invitée, elle m'a dit, mais vendredi prochain, on a encore un meeting politique, et ça serait bien que tu viennes et que tu leur parles et que tu leur dises tout ce que tu m'as dit, parce que tous ces jeunes sont étudiants et ils ont vraiment envie de connaître le message de la Bible.
So this girl told Miriam in her email, now next week we have another political meeting and we would love for you to come and just share what you told us with everybody. These are young people that have lots and lots of questions.
Oh, ouais, j'aurais bien aimé y aller, mais c'était quand même à plus de 2h30, 3h de chez moi. Donc c'était pas forcément pratique, quoi. Donc j'ai pas été.
Well, she would have loved to have gone, but it was like 2-3 hours from her house, so she couldn't go to that.
Mais j'ai pu envoyer beaucoup de liens par Internet qui vraiment étaient des vidéos, des livres, des traités, enfin beaucoup de choses qui expliquaient l'Évangile et un peu toutes les questions qu'ils avaient. Et je lui ai recommandé de partager avec ses amis.
Since she couldn't go, she sent them lots of links, lots of literature, lots of things to read, websites that answered the questions that they had. And she said, please share these with your friends who have these questions.
Mais en tout cas, bien sûr, ça m'a encouragée, mais ça montre aussi qu'il y a une vraie ignorance en France du message de la Bible, de qui est Dieu, qui est Jésus, et qu'il y a quand même parmi les jeunes, la jeune génération, eh bien, beaucoup qui ont soif de vérité.
That did not just encourage her because God gave her that conversation. It just showed to her again just how ignorant people are in France of the truths of the gospel. These are young people who've grown up in France and they know nothing. And they're very open, they're very curious, and she really has a heart to share the gospel with them. Merci, Myriam. I wanted you to hear some of her stories. They're just amazing. She has lots more like that. But please pray for her as she's starting a new ministry to college students this fall in another town in southern France. And she also sends out updates. Now, they are in French, but if you want them, I will translate them for you. You can just write that on my little paper back there. But thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be with you. Thank you for praying. Thank you for your support. It is because of you that we get to share the gospel in France like this, that I get to live in that apartment building and have those kids from my English club every week. You are a part of that, and I am so thankful, and I definitely appreciate your prayers as I go back the beginning of November. Miriam's going back in about a week. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a blessing. And thank you for sharing, Miriam. And those two are like that all the time. They've been at our house and they chatter back and forth. They were out on our deck for I don't know how many hours this afternoon, just sitting on the swing, just talking away. So they have a lot of fun. And I hear them laughing upstairs in the bedroom. So they laugh all the time. Thank you both for coming and sharing, and what a privilege to be able to be one of the few churches and get to have Miriam with us, so we appreciate that. The display table in back, cookbooks back there, and is that all French food?
No, there's a
variety. A few American dishes?
Yeah, I think there
are. Really?
But it's people that go to her church.
Oh, people that go? So it's all different cultures kind of in that. So
most are French.
So, and be sure to talk to Miriam and Christy afterwards if you'd like. Sign up for her email, prayer letter, and things. And anything else before we dismiss? Or any quick question for Miriam or Christy? If you do, they'll be here for a while. So let's pray and we'll let you go. Thanks again for coming tonight. Lord, thank you for the blessing of hearing these testimonies of both Christy and Miriam, and for your blessing upon them. Lord, we know we too can be a light and a witness wherever we are, in our situation, in our place of service, and help us to be that light. We pray your blessing upon Miriam as she goes back to France before long, and that you'll give her safety in her travels and bless the ministry that you've given to her in the future here. We pray your blessing upon Christy, and as she continues to travel around the country, that you'll just keep her safe, and may she be a blessing to those to whom she ministers. Bless now as we leave. Give us safety in traveling. Bring us back again, rejoicing in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.